Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Thursday evening, everyone. Coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320 WILS. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley. Going on the phone right off the top of the show tonight to Senator Rick Jones, a Republican of Grand Ledge. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Great.
Good deal. You're riding high after this governor's State of the State address last night. Let's just start off with, what was your overall impression?
Well, Cheryl, I'm riding high because I just came from a ribbon cutting at Airlift, a business in Delta Township, and they're expanding, adding employees, growing their company. And what Governor Snyder said last night was so true when he said, we don't need to run all over the world and try to bring companies here from other countries. We need to concentrate on growing Michigan companies. That is exactly the right message. Small companies in Michigan grow more jobs than any big company coming in. So that's what we need to concentrate on, changing the tax structure, changing the regulation structure, to make sure that we have a big sign out that says Michigan is open for business. Bring your jobs here, because we want our kids and our grandkids to stay in this great state.
We have talked about that before, that Michigan has to change its track and do everything it can through education and through through jobs to keep them here. I mean, we get them here and we educate them and then they leave. We've got to keep them in the state.
You know, absolutely. And who Governor Snyder introduced last night from the House floor were two enterprising young men that came right here from Holt, Michigan. They were invited to go to California with their business, but they stayed here in Eaton County, and they built Liquid Web. Liquid Web is hiring. They're constantly growing, and they're entrepreneurs that said, we're going to stick it out with Michigan.
Well, and what does Michigan need to do, and what do legislators need to do to help with laws and so forth that will give business a break in Michigan to keep them here? That has to be part of the agenda.
Absolutely. The governor has asked to get rid of the very convoluted, confusing MBT. It's a terrible law. It's our Michigan business tax, the MBT, and it's got to be replaced with something that's really simple. So any company anywhere in the country that looks at Michigan will say, this is where we want to go. We understand the tax structure. And also, those regulations. You know, he talked about, we are the most overregulated state around. We still have item pricing. There's only two states in the country that do that, and it's just not needed. It's adding a couple of $1 billion to the cost of doing business here in Michigan.
Now, replacing that MBT, the Michigan business tax, he's recommending a proposal to replace it with a 6% corporate net income tax. Does that look like the way to go with that to you?
You know, I certainly am going to ask for help from the Michigan Chamber, the Lansing Chamber, Detroit Chamber, Grand Rapids Chamber on what is the best way to go. All businesses understand that they need to pay some tax, but they need a very simple plan. And if they recommend that, I'm going to go with it. I know the governor has studied it, and I think that that's probably the way to go, but I do want to hear from the business groups.
You know, yesterday in this speech, business and agricultural groups seemed to sure like what he was saying in trying to make things easier for them. Did you see those areas as ones where he's planning on working hard to improve things?
You know, absolutely. It's been a huge problem for years that the last governor wanted to cut things like MSU Ag Extension and MSU Ag Experimental. And instead of doing that, we need to concentrate on growing ag. It's there's so many new things we can do with ag. It's generating a lot of money for the state. In fact, someday it may be number one.
Yeah, he did speak about protecting farmers and who are running environmentally sound operations and getting rid of some regulations, just frankly making it easier to do business for them.
Yes, you know, and it's not just the family farm that's doing a great job. It's they're expanding. For example, we have that dairy over in Nashville that formed a company called Mooville. Now they're selling not just milk, but ice cream, cheese, and all kinds of products. So they're growing, and more jobs are coming in. And it's agriculture tourism. You know, we have everything from small town festivals for maple syrup to Oktoberfest, where the kids can get scared by going through the corn mazes. Everything we can do to help grow business in Michigan is exactly what we've got to do.
What about the bridge project? That got a lot of attention last night, the Detroit International Crossing, in terms of job and trade. Where do you sit with that project?
Well, you know, there's absolutely no doubt that we need to look at putting another bridge across to Canada. The one bridge that's there, I believe, is around 80 years old, so we've definitely got to start studying what we can do and begin to build it, because it takes quite a while to build the bridge. Now, currently, what we've got is a big controversy. We've got the private businessman who owns the Ambassador Bridge, wants to build another one right next to it. And then there's another proposal that's called DRIC, and that's down the river a bit, and that would be working with Canada to build a bridge. Well, it was exciting. I've always been neutral on this, studying you know, the problem, trying to see what is the best for Michigan taxpayers. But it got really exciting when last night the governor announced that he had secured this federal money to build our other highways and infrastructure here in Michigan. And he said that he's got a plan where the Michigan taxpayers will not be on the hook at all. I like that, and I certainly am leaning that way, and I want to work with the governor on that very closely.
It certainly sounded like a win-win last night, didn't it?
It absolutely did. And I think we need to look at it. If it's going to grow Michigan jobs, it's something we need to do.
We didn't hear much in terms of specifics on education last night. He talked about a special message, coming perhaps in April. And maybe the state of the state is too early for some specifics, but any hints in terms of education where what he's looking at?
Well, I think the governor certainly is a supporter of higher education, and he believes we ought to be concerned with education from birth through college and universities for the students that want to go there. You know, all the studies are showing that early childhood education is so important for our children, and basically parents need to read to their children for 20 or 30 minutes every single day, and all the studies show that at age 5 or 6, they will have a higher IQ, they'll do better in school the rest of their life. The studies even show they're less likely to get into crime and more likely to go to a university. And it's something so simple that needs to be taught to every parent. And that's what he's getting at, is we've got to start early with our kids and help them all the way through. So I think it was a very positive a message for education.
And accountability was awfully well received. The idea of accountability with the Michigan Dashboard website and so forth, and tracking and keeping track of where people, how people are feeling about these different things. How did that go over?
You know, absolutely. I've always been a strong supporter of transparency, so people know where their tax dollars are going. And if we have a program that the taxpayers are paying for, let's see how it's doing. And let's see how the areas the governor mentioned there, how they're doing. So to put that online, you know, that is innovation, and that's what our great governor, Rick Snyder, is going to be, a very innovative governor, looking for every new way to make Michigan better.
Very good. What's on your agenda? I know you've always got things at the top of your list. What are you looking for and pushing right now?
Well, you know, I certainly, as chairman of Judiciary, I will be looking at many things regarding criminal law and civil law, because that is my duty. So besides helping the House and the Senate and the governor balance the budget and spend the tax dollars properly, I have additional assignments in that area. So as chair of Judiciary, I'm going to be looking at our very gray marijuana law that we have right now, and the cities and townships are crying out for some direction. And I'm not saying we're going to ban it, because people did vote for something. They want somebody in pain to be able to get the product, but they didn't intend for them to have marijuana bars where you'd smoke it and then drive down the road. So we got to look very carefully at regulation in that area. The Adam Walsh Federal Crime Act, we've got to put that into Michigan. Now, what that does is it puts three tiers of watching sexual predators. So the most dangerous predator, when they're released, they are watched much more closely. And that's to protect our children, the victims of sexual assault. We've got to be very, very compliant in that area, because the federal government is giving us grant money. And if we don't put Adam Walsh into Michigan Act, we will lose money. So we're going to be working on that. Many other things will be brought to judiciary. We had here not too far back, we had an invasion of a church in Delta Township, where a radical group decided they didn't like the pastor, and they went in and disrupted the church service. And this is a basic freedom in our country, that everybody should be able to worship in the church or synagogue or mosque or their religious place of their choice, and nobody should disrupt it. So I hope to not put people in prison, but increase the fines severely to try to deter anybody from going into a religious center and disrupting the services.
Well, you're a hardworking man, and I certainly appreciate your time to be with us tonight, and congratulations to Airlift out in Delta Township. A ribbon cutting is always good news in mid-Michigan.
Absolutely, and glad to report on it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Senator Rick Jones from Grand Ledge. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye.
Have a great night. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.